Peter.
Blog Talk Radio.
The set. One of our young brothers is being put to rest. And another family broken down over a death. And for what? Some dude hating over somebody's success. We ask brothers, yo, to strive to be great. And when they do it, we always try to find a way to hate. That's not being real, that's being fake. Now, because of it, now look, we off to another weight. You know what's sad? When you finally make it. And the dudes that's supposed to be happy for you be hating. Here you are becoming famous and your man have a grudge. You be looking like, damn, where the love? Sometimes you never see it coming. But trust me, when you do, it's fast like 100 miles and running. People in your own circle, most of the times be the ones that hurt you. I'ma keep it 100. It happened to my man back when we was running. So one close burned us and we never saw it coming. Dude set us up and put his cap on the platter. Same dude that did it told me Black Lives Matter. We have to do better if we wanna survive. We have to stop the hate, we ruining lives. We only come together, yo, when somebody dies. We have to stay strong, we can't fight and divide. We have to stay strong for all of the people. We shouldn't have to worry, we should all be equal. Money is the root to all evil. Black on black crimes have to stop. We killing our own people.
Yo, I see my man Eddie is dialed for something petty. They killed my brother Joe because he could fight and had dough. They killed Rich over hate and Rick. They all die young. That shit makes me sick. They killed Mac because they said he was trying to run shit. They shot Pretty Black over some dumb shit. All these senseless acts made me numb quick. Blacks killing blacks. We gotta overcome this. You see, I don't understand why we keep hating on the brother, man, cause he got a plan. All that marching shit is good, but for us to make some real progress, we need our boys in the hood. Stop all the violence and shooting. Stop all the fighting and looting. We fighting for equality. Unity is how it's gotta be. As long as our community is solid, they gon' change all the policies. But really though, it's up to us to make it work. Honestly, black on black crimes is the worst. This whole world is based upon hating each other. But as to change, every race has to come together. We have to do better if we wanna survive. We have to stop the hate, we ruining lives. We only come together, yo, when somebody dies. We have to stay strong, we can't fight and divide. We have to stay strong for all of the people. We shouldn't have to worry, we should all be equal. Money is the root to all evil. Black on black crimes have to stop, we killing our own people. We gotta stop, y'all. Stop, y'all. Gotta be together. Bad manners, city, city.
Yeah. What's the deal? Yeah. You know what it is. It's your man, DJ Big Stu. We live from Harlem in the building, rocking on this Thursday night. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody on iHeartRadio, everybody on TuneIn, Stitches, College Underground Radio, everybody on all the platforms that we on, Amazon, Deezer, and all that. Thanks for checking us out. You know what I'm saying? Make sure February 26th, man, y'all go to Binge Wave and check out our new movie we dropping. B-Boys Make Some Noise, the Uncelebrated Pioneer Project. You know what I mean? We're telling you about the real history on how the breakdancing started when it came from the gangs, you know, before the cardboard and all that. You know, I've got a lot of legendary for graffiti artists, a lot of legendary B-Boys on there, some for Rocksteady, Floor Master Tops, all original crews that was B-Boying back in the 70s. Shout out to them, all right? So make sure you go to Binge Wave. The screening is at 7 p.m. The film is called B-Boys Make Some Noise, an Uncelebrated Pioneer Project. But in the building, as promised, we got a young lady in the building that's killing them right now. We got Butter Go Harder in the building. Welcome to the show.
Man, thank you for having me. What's up with it?
Oh, man, thank you for being here. Let the people know where you're calling from.
Oh, man, I'm calling from Dallas, Texas. You know what I'm saying? Where it's usually sunny at, we don't really get cold weather, and we got, like, the next 2 weeks, we got 20 degrees and ice. So, you know, we're kind of tapping into y'all weather right now.
Okay.
Now, y'all
we
used
got
to this
snow
type
right
weather.
Now.
We ain't used to it. Y'all got snow, we man. Got, we ain't seen snow in about 3 years down here.
Oh, man, we got 10 inches of snow right now.
Oh, man. They close schools when it's anything 30 and under. They close schools, stores shut down. So,
yeah.
You know, it ain't got to be no snow. But, yeah, that's why I'm from Dallas, Texas. Man, congratulations on the B-Boy movie.
Thank you, man.
You should have checked that out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, please do. Thank you. Let some people, the people know, like, who are some of the people that inspired you to do your thing?
I have a few inspirations. Of course, Pac, my favorite female rapper, is Mia X. You know what I'm saying? I'm, like, into the 90s rap. You know, the new school is kind of cool, too, but, you know what I'm saying? Bone Thugs and Harmony, that's my favorite rap group. You know, the A-Ball and MJGs, the UGKs, those are some of my influences. And then shout out to Big Lurch, you know what I'm saying? He from Cali, well, Dallas and Cali. You know, he had an interesting story. He was actually with Cosmic Flop Shop in Cali, and he's the one who actually influenced me to write my own raps and stop, you know, rapping everybody else's raps like they mine. So those are some of my influences. So, you know what I'm saying? And in the neighborhood, you know, I'm the only female. I got brothers, so I grew up with the neighborhood, you know, guys who spin around and freestyle and beat on the lunch tables. You know, all of that was an influence to me.
You know, early in your career, you had, like, some tragedy. You was a member of a group, and you had a little tragedy, man. Tell us about that. You know, take us back then from when you first started, way back when you was, like, 17.
Yeah, okay. So, actually, that situation started when I was 15, by the time I was 17. I was a part of a group album. Shout out to Spliff Wayne. He still do my production right now. You know, he did Badass Butter Go and another member. But, yeah, so the first tragedy I had, you know, we was on tour. We was on tour with different underground artists, and Lil Flip, Slim Thug, ESG, all of them. And our investor and also our business partner, he just passed away while we was on tour unexpectedly. You know, went to sleep and never woke up, you know. So that was one situation, you know, so we was just lost. And again, you know, I didn't know much. I just knew to get up there and rap. You know, I ain't know nothing about how to do nothing else. So that was a turning point right there. And then, the next group, my partner had got locked up for like 14 years right away. And so that was another tragedy. And the last tragedy before I said, you know, I'm just going to be solo. That's it. You know, one of the group members, he had got drafted for the Army, something he signed up for in high school and couldn't go back on it. So, you know, I've been through a lot of stuff, but throughout all that, my passion for writing, my passion for rhyming, my passion for just the love of music and touching people and inspiring people, just it never left. So I had to get out there and find out how to, you know, depend on myself and to keep going regardless of what. And so, yeah, but I just used our rest in peace scratch. I just used all that as motivation. It definitely builds character and makes me who I am right now today. So,
you know, you could have easily changed. You know, you could have easily said, yo, F music. A lot of people would have stopped music. You know what I mean? Like, did you stop for a while or did you just keep going? Like, you just picked right up. Like, you never skipped a beat.
Well, both. The only reason I say both stopped because, again, all I knew how to do was rap. Like, I didn't know how to, you know, go find events to rap at, you know, venues. I didn't know how to put together, find studios. I didn't know how to do none of that. So I kept just rapping, writing rhymes. And then in the midst of me just staying on my pen and my pad, I went to school for, you know, business management. And then I picked up recording engineering so I could learn how to work the equipment in the studio because my initial thing was, well, I got the talent right here, but where I go to record and put it down there, you know, and then from there. So I just did that and went and learned and picked up some skills. But I never just stopped. Now, as far as the craft of it, I never just stopped. But, yeah, so once
That's
I...
Dope.
Yeah,
that's dope. You got a lot of accomplishments, man. And I want to ask you, as a sister in the game, like, You know, you've been a top female artist a couple of times and all that. Like, what are some of the challenges that you faced to get to that point? Because you know you got a lot of accolades as for, you know, accomplishing things with your mixtapes. But what are some of the challenges you went to get there? Because I know it wasn't easy.
Oh, no, it's not easy at all. And I still face challenges. But I think overall, you know, it's no secret. And I think it's true. And I know it's true. Females do have it harder, you know, in the industry, especially if you don't have that solid male individual right there with you to represent you at all times, because, of course, people have different motives. So a lot of times I had to overcome, okay, is this person serious about this? Oh, he said he was going to do this, or we can do this, but now he have other motives. He's trying to, you know what I'm saying? He ain't trying to get me in the booth, trying to get me in the bed. So, you know what I'm saying? I have to overcome that. That happens a lot. And then another thing is, you know, I've been through different business situations that I don't broadcast or speak on a lot. And one of the main things that happened at least three times is people will want to make me do like diss records towards the top female rapper at the time that's out there. Either do a diss record on her or try to completely imitate her whole style. You know what I mean? Just to get that attention and then kind of curve into mine. And for me, you know, I understand it's a business, you know what I'm saying? And people navigate different ways. But for me, I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, I got to be true to who I am. I done been through enough. You know what I'm saying? I feel like people know me they don't know me by that, because I swagger jack this person or I sound like this or I got a diss record towards this. And they know me because I grind hard and I go hard. And that's what I'm going to stand on. You know what I mean? So, and that I battle that to this day, but I'm just not with it. You know, I got to be comfortable with me at the end of the day. And like I say, people know me because of me being myself, not because of, oh, she did a diss record towards this girl because she at the top of the chart. She dissed her so bad or, you know, and I just, that, you know, it may work for some people and it may work for me, but I'm not going to take that chance. We're not going to do that. I ain't here to do that.
I respect that. You know, because that's the new clout chasing way. That ain't the way to do it, really. But it's been done. You're right. A lot of it's been like, so once one person started it, you start seeing that a lot. And, you know, and it brings a lot of beef to hip hop, unnecessary beef, you know, fighting and people violence and stuff like that. So the way you're doing it is actually the right way. Now, you got a song called. All right, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. I'm with you.
Okay. You got a song called Troublesome Harder. As I said, did I say it right?
Troublesome harder though. Yeah.
Troublesome harder though.
Troublesome harder though.
What was the inspiration behind that joint right there?
Actually, like I was saying in the beginning, some of my influences, Pop, you know, I know he's a lot of people influenced, definitely mine. And that really wasn't my idea to do that. But shout out to the R Report Pat. I mean, he called me and he was just like, man, I think you should, you know what I'm saying, introduce, you know, this new generation. The only way they're going to know about really people like that, you know, shout out to the stations who still keep their name and music alive. But a lot of times these new cats, they're not really homogen the older people like that who really put them bars down, who really had something to say, who had not just a dope beat, but a beat, the bars, the delivery. You know what I mean? And so I feel like it's up to people who've been rooted to keep that alive. And so when Pat came to me like that, he just, you know, he asked me, he thought I'd be dope, you know what I'm saying, redoing Tupac's Troublesome. So that's where the title came from. And it's an original beat remake. And I just kind of, you know what I'm saying, did my thing on there and kind of kept the hook the same, but really put my whole twist on it as a way to pay homage and also as a way to tell you all who I am. I'm not just a little pretty, prissy girl, you know what I'm saying? I am a woman, of course, but I come from a whole different era. I come from a whole different upbringing, and this is who I am. It's not fabricated. It's not nothing that I can hard, none of that. It's just exactly who I am, and there's several sides to me. So after, you know, considering, I was like, you know, I think I can do that. Because at first I was like, no, I'm not going to touch nothing Pac did. Some people stuff you don't even try to do that. It's just don't do it. But I went on with it, and it was all me on there, and I was proud of it, and I just rocked with it like that. But it was really his influence, and the response was good. So it was more so just for the homage for the most part.
Well, we're going to get into that joint right now. We got her in the building, Butter Go Harder. All right, this is Troublesome Harder, though. All right, I got it right now. You know what I mean? Beef Stew Ready. Right. We live. We always play the hot joints. Let's do it, y'all.
Hold up, them niggas thinking I'm a dummy. Damn, think they brought the bus up in me. Only thing that's busting is 100 rounds. Was sleeping on me, but they see me now. Thinking they could see me, only way they see me. Ain't no see me how. Chinchilla when I was 5. While they was playing Barbies, I was loading ammunition on the inside. Until bitches, we meet again. Jumping over dead bodies in the alley, normal up in Michigan. Knew from the jump I was a threat. Infatuated with the body in first tech. Hit up on my neck. The youngest one in the squad. The first one there to pop up on a nigga when I'm passes if they call me slop. Fat boys in the red chucks with the dicky suit. I was rapping, hit them up while they was rapping, give me the loot. Box shell, priest, from the G's through the east. Nigga G-related, rain it, they the reason I'm a beast. Nigga, I'm harder though.
To go harder. She harder though.
Yeah, harder though.
Yeah, I like that joint right there. Tonight joint, hot joint.
Now, thank you.
If you had the power to change some shit in the game, what would that be?
Oh, if I had some power to change some shit in the game, it'd be expecting every female to have the same body type and to show, you know, everything in order to get that buzz. Because that exists.
Yes.
And you know, I'm guilty of doing it. It ain't really guilt. I understand the game, you know what I mean? Like, and I understand and I use it to a certain extent, but that would be something I'd definitely change. Like, just bring it, like I said earlier, Mia X, one of my favorite rappers, like she's my favorite female rapper. And, you know, that back then it wasn't, and Shauna, shout out to Shauna, it wasn't, okay, you gotta look like you going to the beach. You know what I'm saying? Every time you on a magazine or something. And so I would definitely change that and get back to the bars, man. Just get back to the bars and listen, pay attention and let that run it.
Now, if you wasn't in the music game, you know, what would you see yourself doing if this wasn't your career?
If it wasn't my career, definitely in the medical field, but that's just really because I like helping people and I know medicine is going to be around. But outside of that, I'm into fashion. I've been into fashion my whole life. I always like to separate myself from other people and look different. So I'll definitely be into the fashion industry as far as styling and designing clothes and things like that.
Now, speaking of fashion, you modeled for some clothing, a couple of clothing lines you have, right?
I have. Yes, I have. Shout out to Deco Clothing. They are based out of Dallas, Texas, black owned business. I'm the face of their two piece jogging suit. I started in 2013. I was actually Rashida's, her t-shirt model for the shirts that she had before it went to press. So shout out to her for that. I'm chain model.
You didn't think about doing a song with Rashida?
You know what? Back in the days, I did. Shout out to her. She's so sweet, too. I don't think she really, like, tapped into the music like that no more, but it was definitely something that I wanted to do back in the days. It just never came about. Like, I'm kind of a shy person, too, and I don't know. I'm not the person who will run up to people, hey, let's do a song. I just think it have to happen organically. You know what I'm saying? It's authentic. And so, but it's definitely something I'm open to if she ever really just step back into the game. You know, shout out to her. I definitely had her CDs too. Like, I went and got the real CDs. I ain't burn them, you know. So,
I hear that. If you could make like the dopest album, you could pick the dope, all the producers, singers, and other rappers on there. Who would you pick to be like your super album?
Oh, my super album. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go old school and new school. I grabbed the whole No Limit tank. I grabbed Summer Walker. I have Fantasia on some vocals. I have Kiki Wyatt on some vocals. Jasmine Sullivan on some vocals. Evans on some folk vocals. A-Ball and MJG on the album. Zaytoven on some production. Let's see. That's how I flip Wayne. I still bring my producer on the production and Fire on the track from Atlanta. That's what I do, and that's how I do it. Yeah,
that's a super album.
And you know what? I even mix it up big time. I really do a curveball. I bring C-Sense and BB Winans on the track.
I hear that. That'd be dope. I hear that. That'll be a super album. I give you that. I ask that question a lot. And some people don't be putting up a super album, but you just put up something that could be a real super album. Now, you got to join Bragg. What was the inspiration behind that?
Bragg, shout out to Faye on the track on that, on the production. She's from Georgia. The point of that track was, you know, Bragg, just like it was. Usually, most of the female songs you hear, you know, we guilty talking about bags and shoes, Birkin bags and the stilettos and all that stuff. And it's a form of bragging. So I wanted to keep that in, but at the same time, I'm a conscious rapper at the same time. And so I try to be real clever how I do things. The beat was hard. You know, I knew that to catch the attention talking about, they want to cut. We want a bag because we do want money. But at the same time, I want to let the people know that I'm going to brag about something different. Not just that. I want the bag, but I want the store with the bag in it too. I want the shoes, but I want the store with the shoes. And just give us a broader way of thinking. Like, don't just go for the small things. Think big. You know what I mean? And so that's the inspiration behind that rag. Yeah.
Right,
you get a banging beat with me. Yeah.
Yeah. Once again, we got her in the building. All right, we're going to rock this joint, another hot joint, Beef Stew Radio. This is Bragg, Butter Go Harder in the building. We live.
Get the running your mouth. I'll be clipping the jump if you talking too much. I'm bouncing, I'm out. Gotta separate the
from the hobby and the liquid, far from the godly. Differentiate the girl from the woman and the rookie, far from the polished. They wanna cut, we wanna bang, we gon' be quiet, they gon' spray. They wanna cut, we wanna bang, we gon' be quiet, they gon' spray. They wanna cut, we wanna bang, we gon' be quiet, they gon' spray. They wanna cut, we wanna bang, we gon' be quiet, they gon' spray. They gon' spray. But they don't get details. Said he saw me off in his future. Between me and you, he don't see well. Ain't lying to them, so I sleep well. Heart of shine like a seashell. If he ain't trying to get bands with me, we don't need to talk, you get the female.
Send him to the female, straight to the female. Fill that bitch up, now he all in my email. All in my Gmail. Send him to the spam. Send him to the spam. Send him to the spam. Delete.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Another joint, Butter Go Harder in the building. Now, you know, some artists do different things when they're not doing music. Some people have, you know, like you do a little modeling, but do you do any acting or writing books or anything like that to that nature?
I have started, actually right now, shout out to Byron Love Love. I'm working I have some parts in a sitcom he's putting together called Section 8. We started filming for that. And I got some roles in there, and then I'm also a part of a movie that we shot, Necessity Driven. It's actually finished. It's just the COVID really, like, threw some things back, so we still trying to see the best way to, you know, display that to our fans, listeners, the people like that. But so acting is definitely one of them. I like styling, hair and stuff, so even in my spare time when I'm not doing nothing, I switch my hair up probably twice a day just to, you know what I'm saying, do something different and try to perfect different things. I love writing, you know what I'm saying? I like puzzles. I like putting puzzles together and things like that. Just something that expand my brain. But yeah, that's a few things. I'm kind of different, you know what I'm saying? I like exploring nature, aquariums.
What's an average day for you? What's the average day for Butter Go Harder?
An average day is promoting. I do have a medical license, so I can work in a hospital, but I don't. So I do some work from home in the medical field with medicine. I do that daily during the week, recording, of course, still writing, planning things out, conference calls, and just really like trying to do better budgeting. That's becoming my everyday life. I'm trying to do better budgeting because I'm in house buying mode. So I'm like trying to stop cutting out my Amazon Prime packages because really I get a box almost every day delivered to the door and I'm trying to cut that out. So that's going to be my everyday thing to not do that. So
<You're right.
laughs> it'd be small stuff. I mean, it could be something for $3 they bring me to the door, but I'd be feeling like I need it.
I hear that. Everybody got something, you know? Now, 3 years from now.
Take care of my daughter.
Okay. That's a beautiful thing. 3 years from now, if we were to sit back down here, what would you like to have accomplished if we were to come back here again 3 years from now?
Number one, to still be living. Okay, let's just start there. Because, you know, so many people we losing right now, and I done lost so many people. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to Oak Cliff Assassin. He's a Dallas native down here rapper. He one of the first rappers down here that introduced punk music in Dallas. He passed away yesterday from COVID unexpectedly.
Oh, wow.
You know, my traveling photographer, anytime I go out of town, rest in peace to Ray Marshall. He passed away about 2 months ago from COVID. So my first and foremost thing is to still be living. You know what I'm saying? The second thing would be to still be relevant. You know what I'm saying? Relevant not just for music heads and people in the industry, but relevant, period, as a family member. And because outside of this, my family is very important. So I still want, and I'm the rock of the fam, so I still want to be in a position where I'm able to be that person. And just accomplish more, be able to do everything I'm doing now and have a longer, you know, a longer bio. And just to keep being relevant and being my authentic self, you know. So
I got you. Yeah, cause in New York, I feel the same. I feel the same way as you, because you know, I lost a lot of people too through COVID and stuff like that. So you know, you know, New York hit us hard in the beginning, and I lost a lot of friends and family members. So I know exactly what you said.
I heard that. How it was down there. You know, rest in peace to all of them, because at first it's like you don't really, I mean, for me, I took it serious and I still take it serious, but it's like it don't really hit you until somebody close to you is affecting. Like, man, this is, I guess this is really real. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's crazy. We in those times. Right.
Well, is there anything before we let you go and we get into this last joint that that we haven't touched up on that you want the world to know about Butter Go Harder?
Just know that I'm working. Even what y'all don't see, I'm working. I'm working on an EP right now. I'm working on a joint project with my fiance. We got a, shout out to Dirty Black. We got a bad project, man. We over halfway done. It's coming out. So I just got new music coming out, just to follow me and pay attention, so y'all can know when this movie drops, so I can know when this sitcom come out. And I'm just, you know, I'm just me. Don't be scared to talk to me. I talk back. You know what I mean? And that's it. Just pay attention, man. Keep God first. Stay true to yourself. And let's keep running it up, man.
All right. So let's introduce your last song. I'm going to let you take us out of here. I think you know what it is.
Yeah, I think it should be Badass Butter Go. Shout out to everybody who rocking with Badass Butter Go. Shout out to Spliff Wayne. That's the person I was with in the group when we started. Our investor passed away when I was just 17. So I'm still rocking. I'm a loyal person. You know what I'm saying? I still got day ones. And shout out to him for the production. Shout out to y'all for rocking with me. Shout out to everybody who making this a banger by the day. Let's go, Badass Butter Go.
All right. We thank
and it's
you for
available
being
everywhere.
We thank you for being
on
the show. You definitely got a home here in New York. And when you come here, man, let us know so we can bring you to the TV station.
Man, I can't wait. I'm definitely, when this stuff die down, man, that's going to be one of my first stops. I rock with New York heavy. I appreciate the love. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing, and I'm going to be watching for that B-Boy movie. Yeah.
All right. Let's get it. Y'all, right, y'all.
Badass Butter Go. Badass Butter Go. Go. I'm in my bag.
Killer punks on my feet and the figure curve. Give me the pen, it's Murder Ink. I ain't fucking herb. He can do a lot of things, but he never curved. Tell a man to say his grace before we come and serve me. Killer punks on my feet and the figure curve. Give me the pen, it's Murder Ink. I ain't fucking herb. He can do a lot of things, but he never curved. Tell a man to say his grace. When I met him, he was anti-night branding.
Ain't nothing, turn the penny into some. Killer pumps on my feet, get this motherfucker jumping like, hey, hey, badass Butter Go. Hey, hey, badass Butter Go. I'm in my bag, I'm out my feelings. I'm still killing with the leg to the ceiling like, hey, hey, badass Butter Go. Hey, hey, badass Butter Go. Chicks with me bad. One hand in his pocket, other hand in the bag. They say we acting brand new, we just missing the tag. Landing all in they throats, ain't letting up until they gag, yeah. Badass, D's on the nip, Gator on the feet, met tape on the lip. Bag ain't a Birkin, but they lurking on the chick. Couple shots on the rock, now I'm surfing on the dip. Unless he in the bag, and he don't like sharing. Then I don't like cuddling, wrinkling up, but I'm wearing. And I be acting nonchalant, I really don't be caring. And I know I'm bad, so I don't even trip when they be staring.
Ain't nothing, turn a penny into some. Killer pumps on my feet, get this motherfucker jumping like, hey, hey, badass.